we've got a lot going on. We're so excited for the first day. Kicking off, obviously, we've got the dairy shows going on right now. So today and tomorrow are big dairy days. So if you want to see any of the great dairy breeds here, make sure you show up Thursday and Friday at the fair. We've also got the Boulevard of the Breeds, where you can see all of the dairy breeds, or most of them. I think maybe one's missing. So we have that going on the entire time of the fair. A couple other activities that we're involved in, we're sponsoring the Farm to Fair meal, which is happening next week, Thursday. That was a ticketed event. So if you were lucky enough to get to participate in that, we'll have some dairy farmers there too, as well as Fair After Dark, which is next Friday as well. And we will have, we'll be there, but it's also one of those ticketed after hours events. So if there's still some available, people can grab tickets to come see that. But they're gonna be able to come up close and personal with the small animals, as well as interact with all of the commodities too. So those are two of our bigger consumer facing events, but also, of course, we have the Butter Cow. Cannot forget about the Butter Cow. Yes. Sarah did a wonderful job this year, so very excited about that. As well as our two ice cream booth locations. So we're here at our one location, which is over by the cattle barn. This is our main dairy barn location. And then we also have our location in the Ag building, where you can try great dairy treats too. So lots going on. I'm sure I'm forgetting something. I know too, there's gonna be some milking demonstrations, as well as we help support the IMAC, which is the I Milked a Cow demonstrations, in the cattle barn too. So if you've never done that at the fair, it's a great experience, especially for younger kiddos. They love doing that. It's not something you get to do every day, so it's a great opportunity to participate at the fair.